Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago with us. And Jen, I love the ghost signs around the city. What's new with those? Explain what they are for people who don't know.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, so these signs are old ads that date back to sometimes the 40s, the 50s, and they basically were plastered over. Somebody put, you know, new brick over the siding where these signs were painted. And sometimes when construction's happening around the city, you'll get a glimpse of these. In Lakeview, on Ravenswood Avenue, there are some really incredible ones that are there now. You can still check them out at 3609 North Ravenswood. And it's a wooden two-flat, and it's about to be developed. But these signs are so incredible. One is for Ward's Soft Bun Bread, which is the earlier iteration of Wonder Bread. There's some Shell Oil signs there when gas did not cost $5 plus a gallon. And you can... And the building itself has a history. It was a pet daycare for 20 years. And you can go on our website and see all of the Sanborn fire maps. There used to be a garage where people would house their buggies there.
Nice.
Prior to when these signs were painted. And we just got some good news. Our reporter was out there checking it out again yesterday. And the developer is looking for a way to save these cool old ads. So I don't know if they're going to take the siding all off and preserve them somewhere, but hopefully they'll be sticking around for a while.
Yeah, check it out, blockclubchicago.org if you want to look. On the south side, tell us about this community center.
This is really cool. This group called the Light Collective, they've been like working out of their cars since 2015 to basically help young people find housing. It's people from 16 to 30 who don't have a place to live. And they opened in a church that had been abandoned for many years on 76th Street. And it is incredible. They have a stock kitchen, showers, overnight storage, clinics, everything you can think of for young people to live at this place while they're figuring their lives out a little bit and trying to find permanent housing. It's also just like a safe place to hang out. There's a basketball court, yoga studio. It's incredible, and it's so scrappy how they came up with the funding for this. They got a little bit of help with some grants, but they took out loans. So if you want to help them grow, which if you can read about their programming, which is really incredible, you can go to our website and support them financially to help them pay off some of the costs of this and expand their programming.
BlockClubChicago.org for that, and also a very nice story about the Colville Distillery and what they're doing in Ravenswood. Jen Sabella, have a great weekend. Thank you. Talk to you next week.
You too. Thanks, Bob.